Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Command Performance sprouts wings tonight, and it speeds around the world to you with an Air Force's patch on its sleeve. In answer to requests from airmen of the United Nations in all parts of the globe, your request to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. It's a special winged victory edition of your own special program. At the controls and waiting for the green light is the man you have named to pilot this command. A great guy and a favorite in every longitude and latitude, Clark Gable.
Hi, gang.
And hello, Don. It's really an honor to be at the controls of this Wing Victory Command performance.
I'm glad I'm here too, Clark, because I've always wanted to be a flyer.
Well, why not in this age of flight? Have you had any experience?
Well, every payday, Jack Benny keeps me up in the air.
No, seriously, Don. Did you ever try to get in the Air Forces?
Well, yes, Clark, I did. I just begged them to let me be a belly gunner.
What happened?
Well, they told me that even a B-29 hasn't got that big a belly.
Well, how about the tail?
Oh, I've got my trouble there, too, yeah.
Well, Don, the place is willing, and that's saying a lot. Meanwhile, we've just had a signal that all's clear, and the entire outfit, which thrilled audiences from coast to coast with a great Air Force's show, Wing Victory, is waiting to send some of its words and music to you overseas. There's an all-Air Forces orchestra here, and half a hundred airmen in Lieutenant Leonard Dupar's Wing Victory Chorus. Contact, here's the chorus and the spirit of the Air Forces.
Into the air, Army Air Force, give them the gun, pilots rule. Into the air, Army Air Force, keep your nose up in the blue, and when you hear the engine singing, and the steel drop starts to whine, you can bet the Army Air Force is along the firing line. Into the air, Army Air Force, give us a gun, pilots crew. Into the air, Army Air Force, keep your nose up in the blue, and when you hear the engine singing, and the steel prop starts to whine, you can bet the Army Air Force is along the firing line.
Three things keep the Air Forces flying high out where they command the command performances. Those three things are plenty of letters from home, chow, and plenty of good swing music. Well, it's a little tough to send you a letter from your girlfriend or a blue plate special from Little Joe's Diner, but we can buzz you with a few bars of swing by the Wing Victory Orchestra. We're packaging this number for the plumber's plumber, Bob Perloff, at APO 33, Red, John, and Warren at Navy 311, and Corporal John Reeside at APO 559. It's pianist-conductor Joe Bushkin leading the Wing Victory Orchestra in Lady Be Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wing Victory Orchestra. That was swell. But moving along with this command performance, I see that we have an interesting-looking sergeant coming to the mic.
Honorary Sergeant Jenny Sims reporting.
Well, Jenny Sims. So you're an honorary sergeant, huh?
That's right.
What outfit you with, bud?
As a matter of fact, Clark, I'm with the United States Marines. But I'm here to represent the infantry.
The infantry?
Uh-huh.
Don't look now, Jenny, but this is the Air Force's show.
Well, Clark, infantry, Air Force, actually it's the same American boy in a uniform with a little different insignia.
Right you are.
Whether he's walking or flying or riding, he wants the same exact thing out of life.
Yeah, but how can 13 million men marry you, Jenny? But I know what you mean. And the infantry really does resemble the Air Force in a lot of ways. Now, just to give you an idea of how close the services really are, I know one fellow in the infantry who was home on furlough when he suddenly became a member of the Air Force.
Suddenly became a member of the Air Force? How?
Well, he let his wife drive the car.
Oh. Well, of course, Clark, I didn't come here just to talk about the infantry.
No, even if you did, we wouldn't let you get away without singing a song. And what would you like to sing?
A song for the infantry, Clark. And especially you men at APO24. You infantry men at 729 and at 93. The very thought of you.
Thank you, Jenny Sims. Don't get out of your singing togs because we're heading for your base of operations again before we put old command in the hangar for the night. You know, overseas I found you men are great singers, and a favorite song almost everywhere was a tune that was born a good many years ago at Yale and adopted lock, stock, and melody by the Air Forces. The words have been changed, but the idea is pretty much the same. When good fellows get together, there's music and comradeship and mellowness. The Wing Victory Chorus, with Corporal Don Richards as a soloist, sums it all up in the Whip and Puff song.
To the guys back in the back, to the ground crew down the line, to the planes up in the sky we love so well, sing the air cadets assembled, with their heads held proud and high, and the magic of their singing cast a spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, all the songs we love so well, good old sixpence, wild blue yonder, and the rest. We will serenade old Thompson while life and boy shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We'll live the black sheep who have lost our way.
Thank you, fellows. That was great. Winged Victory, in case you haven't already heard, has been playing to standing room only in New York and Los Angeles, and is heading across the country to pick up the few people who didn't get to see it in San Francisco, Chicago, and many points east and west to swell its contribution to Army charities. In the cast of this memorable stage show are two young men you have heard many times on the air and in nightclubs. Those two G.I. Happy Sacks, Sergeant Peter Lind Hayes and Corporal Claude Strauss.
Thank you, thank you. Well, Claude, I must say you're not looking very chipper for this evening's performance.
Well, as a matter of fact, Pete, I don't feel very well. I had a little trouble in the mess hall today. A couple of fellas put some firecrackers in my salad.
Don't tell me you swallowed them.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Swell. How are you doing?
I'm getting some pretty good reports. Seriously, though, Pete, I did want to look well tonight. I thought maybe I could try to get a date with Jenny Sims.
Well, I can't say that I blame you for that desire. Have you approached Miss Sims?
Approached her?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't even get near her. Maybe if I were a romantic figure like some of those big movie stars, it would help, eh, Pete?
Oh, you mean so you could look into her baby blues like Ronald Coleman and say, "Aunt Jenny, your eyes are like limpid pools. Your teeth, my dear, your teeth are like pearls. And when I kiss you, ah, yes, when I kiss you, milkman, keep those bottles."
That sounds all right, Pete, but maybe she'd like more of the continental type of Romeo.
In that case, Claudie, you merely lower your voice, look upon her very sensuously, and say, "Jenny, my dear, you are so very wonderful. You are so very beautiful."
I'm afraid you're on the wrong continent, Pete.
Well, perhaps you'd go for the little man in pictures. He'd walk up to her and say, "Ah, Jenny, you are so beautiful. Come closer, my darling. Closer. closer. Now, Ginny, Ginny, look into my soft-boiled eyes.
Well, that may work all right, Pete, but I think I'd probably make a better impression if I relied on good old American tactics.
Now you're on the right track, Stroudy. Approach her like Gary Cooper with that strong, repressed, silent air. Walk up to her and say,
see here, Miss Ginny. I'm mighty fond. Yes, sir. That's all I can say is I'm mighty fond. And, you see, I'd tell you a lot more if I could just get my teeth unclenched.
Well, that sounds a little better, Pete. However, I think I might get along with it pretty well if I used a classical approach. You know, she sings, and I'm quite an authority on opera.
Oh, really, Claude? Well, that's a pleasant surprise. I had no idea you were interested in opera. I imagine you have your favorites.
Well, I'm partial, yes.
Tell me frankly, how do you like Tosca?
Tosca?
Yes, Tosca.
Well, she doesn't sing too well.
But leaving this discussion of music, Claude, I have noticed that as an after effect of your firecracker eating episode, you are beginning to look a little pallid.
Well, I told you before, Pete, I'm not feeling well.
Well, in that case, I have a suggestion. I advise you to try Hugo's little liver pills.
Well, as a matter of fact, they are very good. I had an uncle who took them for 40 years. He died the other day at the age of 90.
Mm-hmm. He'd lived to be 90 years old. You see, the pills must have helped.
Oh, they helped. Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, 2 hours after he died, they had to beat his liver to death with a stick.
Well, enough of this tomfoolery has gone far enough, John. Incidentally, you've been wanting to meet Ginny Sims all night, and if I'm not mistaken, she's on her way over to the microphone now. Incidentally, don't forget to address her as Sergeant Ginny Sims.
Oh, Sergeant. She outranks me already. You know, I'm only a corporal.
Hiya, Pete.
Hiya. Say, by the way, Ginny, there's a fellow here that's been dying to meet you. This is Corporal Claude Stroud. Claude, this is Ginny Sims.
Miss Sims, I'm fond of you. All I can say is I'm mighty fond.
Claude, I don't think you're scoring. I think you'd better try the other one.
Oh, the other one, huh?
Ginny, you are beautiful. You are marvelous. Je vous aime, mon petit dionche.
Oh, Claude, you speak French.
Well, fluently, yes. Parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Voulez-vous, gênez-vous, pouvez montrer avec moi ce soir?
Oui.
Did you understand what I said?
Oui. What you said I like very much.
My gosh, I wonder what I said.
I didn't think, did it?
When they begin, the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back the night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. Rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. want more. Darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
Jenny, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Mr. Gable.
You know, I wish I could sing. I like to be able to thrill an audience with a vibrant voice.
Well, I haven't heard any complaints so far. But believe it or not, we've had numerous requests for you to sing on command performance.
No.
Yes.
Well, why not? I've got a mouth, I've got a larynx, I've got a tonsil.
Mr. Gable, did I hear you say you were going to sing?
You did.
What an idea. Why, it's sensational. The commercial possibilities are out of this world.
What's commercial about me singing?
What's commercial about Einstein doing a tap dance in Minsky's burlesque? Why, with that as an attraction, there's just nothing that we couldn't sell.
Nothing?
Nothing. Have you any product in mind?
Well, yes. In the Air Force, we have a certain item called Hubba Hubba.
That's all I wanted to know. Oh, Pete Hayes.
Yes, what's up, Mr. Wilson?
I want you to help me sell Hubba Hubba.
Yikes. Are they selling that stuff now?
Well, it shouldn't be difficult with Clark Gable singing. Now, get ready, everybody. This is going to be a Don Wilson production with Jenny Sims and Pete Hayes, featuring the romantic baritone of Clark Gable. Good evening, friends. Do you have fatigue suit droop? Does your helmet liner fit different lately? Then listen to what some folks say about Hubba, Hubba, Hubba.
Thank you, and welcome to Town Hall tonight. Well, sir, nothing very exciting happened to me on the way to the studio, except that I saw a friend of mine outside who informed me that a friend of his met a mosquito who stung Frank Sinatra and lost blood on the deal. That's why current rumor has it that Frankie Sinatra will soon be taking Hubba Hubba Hubba.
And not only that,
Mr. Wilson, sir, this is the Army Air Force, sir. When the going gets difficult, don't lie down. Lift your head, sir. Tilt that bar. Get a little Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba comes in six delicious sizes. Gallon, quart, pint, dram, drip, and droop. And now, through the courtesy of our sponsors, we present the golden baritone voice of Clark Gable singing Meadowland.
Jenny, I'm getting nervous. I'm afraid I can't do it.
You've got to, Mr. Gable. Hubba Hubba is counting on you.
Oh, but it's such a difficult number. Suppose I crack up in the middle of it.
Don't even think of it.
Yeah, all right. Pete, maybe you ought to start me off just to give me the key.
Okay, Mr. Gable.
Pull your strap, pull your...
Hey!
Pull your strap, pull your strap, pull your...
Hey!
Yeah, you can run, you can run. Yeah, but you'll stay up, you can run. Pull your stuff, yeah.
Hey.
Pull your stuff, yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Pull your stuff, yeah. Hey. Pull your stuff, yeah. Hey. Pull your stuff, yeah.
All we can say about that is Hubba Hubba. Thank you, gang, and especially Peter Lind Hayes for those great impersonations. A program about the Air Forces from an all-Air Force cast to every airman in the world would hardly be complete without that certain Air Corps song. And nobody can sing it and play it quite like this winged victory gang. Take off. That's all the flying time we've been allotted, men. And so we're bringing command performance in for a landing. We've been flying high with words and music from the big wing victory company, Ginny Sims, Don Wilson, and yours truly, Clark Gable. We're all saying good night, good luck, good flying.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.